From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 17th, 2020. This episode is a revised repeat of an episode from April 2013. That's part of A Song for the Sea by the Richmond, Virginia-based band Carbon Leaf. The music opens an episode about Virginia's famous connection to the sea, the Chesapeake Bay, and a wireless floating system for getting current data and historical information about the bay. Have a listen for about 55 seconds to a recording from that system.
Welcome to NOAA's first landing buoy, part of the Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System. This buoy lies on a shoal in the Chesapeake's mouth, approximately halfway between the junction of the Thimble Shoals and Baltimore Channels, and east of the middle section of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. The first landing buoy sits at the crossroads of the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic. Weather and water conditions at this intersection reflect the dynamic daily interplay of Earth's third-largest estuary and her second-largest ocean. In this location, the first landing Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System buoy anchors the lower end of the buoy system. It provides fascinating observations on both water quality and weather conditions, assisting many users from pilots handling large ships to anglers in small boats and even tourists driving across the bridge tunnel.
You've been listening to excerpts of a recording from the Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System, or CBIBS, about geography at the first landing buoy near Cape Henry, Virginia. Sometimes called smart buoys, these buoys provide current weather and water conditions at 10 bay locations, from the Susquehanna River's mouth near Havre de Grace, Maryland, to Cape Henry. Begun in 2007 and operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, CBIBS buoys collect meteorological, oceanographic, and water quality data and relay that information through wireless technology to users of the system's website or related mobile apps. Along with the data measured at the buoys, CBIBS offers geographic, historical, and seasonal information for each buoy location, both in text and in audio recordings like the one you just heard. This information helps interpret the Captain John Smith Chesapeake National Historic Trail, a water trail marking Smith's explorations of the bay and area rivers from 1607 to 1609. Whether you are venturing out on the waters of the Chesapeake, or you have a land-based interest in bay data, geography, or history, you can get information from CBIBS online at buoybay.noaa.gov or via mobile apps for the system. Thanks to Carbon Leaf for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of A Song for the Sea.
Sail, sail, sail away.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.